Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, here to share an hour of the best of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the Great Highland Bagpipe. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Community Radio, aired locally at 88.5 FM and streamed worldwide at kkrn.org. We're very grateful to have you along with us this hour, and to show our appreciation, we're going to get Torin with the big music. There's a wonderful friend of the show, Piper John Bottomley, playing his rendition of the Kilmore piece, MacGregor's Salute. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Hitchings, originally from New Zealand, then Scotland, and now the US, and I am listening to The Piping Hour, streamed worldwide on KKRN.org. Great variety and great listening. Thank you.
Malford and Caitlin's on the road to the sea. Stands a yew tree 1,000 years old, and the old people swear by the grey weather here that it knows what the future will hold. For the shadows of Scotland stand around it, amidst the keel and the corn and the kine, all the hopes and the fears of 1,000 long years under the lowly sky. My bonnie yew tree, tell me, what do you see? Did you look through the haze of the long summer's days to the south and the fat English border? All the bonnets of steel on Flodden's fire field, did they march by your side in good order? Did you ask them the price of their glory when you heard the great slaughter begin? For the dust of their bones would rise up from the stones and bring tears to the eyes of the wind. My bonnie yew tree, tell me, what do you see? To tell when John Knox himself preached under your branches a black to the pale common folk who would cast off the yoke, all the bishops and priests for the bag. But you knew the bargain, you sold them, and freedom was only one part, for the price of their souls was a gospel. It'd freeze all the joy in their hearts. My bonnie yew tree, tell me, what do you see? Not once did you speak for the poor and the weak, the moss troopers lay in your sheets, to hide from the thunder and count out the plunder and share all the spoils of the raid. But you saw the smiles of the gentry and the laughter of lords at their games. When the poor hunt the poor across mountain and moor, the rich man can keep them in chains. My bonnie yew tree, tell me, what do you see? That it might be a kindness to fail you. One stroke of the axe, and you're free from the racks, all the sad, bloody tales that men tell you. But a wee bird flew out from your branches and sang out as never before. And the song that you sang was 1,000 years long. Let's learn them before many more. My bonnie yew tree, tell me, what do you see?
Thank you. Tuf a segei, a sheik ach minat nam chlois. A rilt in a hei, gupain nam shani shohuas. Kron an a neid, skjol ans ne keitin man chuas. Tad gi alig gyn hein mi geid o caes gytua. Sonnyn chais loch ein nŵn e chwnig mo hwyl yn y la. Draw mai til at lo hal y jibig y lwpig mw hal. Cro cial yr i hyf Shalag a chiw ffordd Sen mwyn o e tîr Chani ar mi toch ych lach y brach Sir ta gan do hym Dol tron y chwan sgi a'n tylai Fain y fara fa sierwn y fain Smon ac yn lach fran y hei Ar oed y stiwr y bod stion y fag glwch i ein Son yr ifys mo hwn a chyd mi mo chwl yr eisiau chai Does e'n an bag glwys sir a chy corn i nysain Ys mae jyn yn boio Nes boi chad y chosi chyr y ffôn Am ryd al no'n gyl No'n homas no siorch chan yr awn Sa gies joch grin o'r an Chram y gys mior o'ch y gawn No'r hyn ys yn ys mi Si'n ti'r mod na pi Be mo gwrach na'ch bi Do adaf o chrig o gilfang Sno er gwnes mo hwyl Se chadalt na'ch dysg mi gybrach Sawn er cawn loch yn nŵn Y lwg i'n mo gwnes
We'll be right back. We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Shots and Dykehead Caledonia Pipe Band, playing from an LP in 1972. We started this hour with friend of the show John Bottomley, playing the Kilmore piece McGregor's Salute. And then Grigor Lowry played some jigs from his 27 CD Del Riata, and Duncan McGilvery played a slow air and some jigs from the 1983 LP Controversy of Pipers. Dick Gawkin, from his 2002 CD, sang the song The Yew Tree. Then Pipe Major Richard Parks played us hornpipes from the 1998 Piping Center Recital Series, Volume 1. Ian Mackay sang Ken Lochinduin right before Bill Livingston played some hornpipes and jigs from his 1978 LP, Gold Medalist. And that led us right into shots. We're going to go out this hour with Pipe Major Donald MacLeod. This is a track from the 1975 LP Piper in the Nave of Dunfermline Abbey, Volume 2. Here he plays the Kilmore piece The Sisters' Lament. Until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for every one of you safe seas.
The Sisters' Lament. This lament commemorates the death of Alistair MacDonald Glash, a chief of the MacDonalds of Keppoch, who was murdered in his own house with his 16-year-old brother, at the instigation of the next in succession. The story goes that their natural sister, frantic with grief, expired at their side swallowing their blood. However, there is evidence that she did not die at the time, but wrote a poem on the event and later went mad. Two other poems were written about the murder, one by Sealish na Keppoch, the bardess of Keppoch, and the other by Ian Loam. Ian Loam asked Glengarry to avenge the murder, but Glengarry refused. So Ian Loam went to Donald Gorham Moore MacDonald of Skye, who agreed to send his brother Archibald MacDonald with a royal commission from James V. Archibald MacDonald led a force which defeated the murderers, and Ian Loam tied their heads together with a rope of heather and washed them in the Well of Seven Heads. It is said that the heads were contemptuously thrown down at Glengarry's door by Ian Loam and were subsequently taken to Edinburgh.